أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرجوا منها فإن يخرجوا منها فإنا داخلون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 21 and 22 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, continuing from the discussion of yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, the prelude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's instruction and Allah ta'ala's desire. The instruction was that now you should enter Al-Ardul Muqaddasa, the blessed land, and the desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for you sovereignty of the earth. Two ni'mats Allah ta'ala has given you. From amongst you, Allah ta'ala has chosen Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam to see to the spiritual aspect of mankind, and the other, that is kingdom, sovereignty, to see to the governance, and that is the material aspect of mankind. Now the command of Allah Ta'ala after the Bani Israel was saved from the clutches of Fir'aun was this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa, commanded to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that you enter Ardul Muqaddasa. What is Ardul Muqaddasa? That Ardul Muqaddasa, according to some commentators, refers to Al-Quds, that is Jerusalem, Baytul Muqaddas, or it could refer, Al-Muqaddasa could refer to the entire Levant. In other words, what we will call ancient Sham, ancient Syria. That will include current-day Palestine and also Israel, and then Jordan, Lebanon, and also current-day Syria, and of course a part of Turkey. At the time when Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam ascended the Mount of Lebanon, Allah Ta'ala said to him, Ibrahim, look around you, and all the land that you see, that is Al-Ardul Muqaddasa, that is the Muqaddas land, that is the sanctified land. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to take the Bani Israel and to go there and fight this, go into Ardul Muqaddasa, take over, you will have to make jihad. Now we understand very clearly that the Bani Israel, again, were the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. They had left from Egypt at the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam when he was in Egypt. And they left from Ardul Muqaddasa, or they left from Palestine. Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam had come with his sons to Egypt. So a period of time had passed. But Ardul Muqaddasa, Palestine, this area was under their rule. It was their land. And when they had come to Egypt, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was there. He had to accomplish a task. A task was accomplished. The whole four centuries of slavery that had taken place. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, come back and claim your land. Now in that absence, in that period of absence, what happened in Palestine and in Ardul Muqaddasa was the Amaliki people. Amalekites were the people from Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wassalam. In the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala speaks about the might, the stature, the power, physical strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted the Amaliki people, the people of Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, wa ila adin akhahum huda. So this was the people of Ad that had now taken over, conquered this area of Sham, conquered this area of Palestine and Ardul Muqaddasa. They were people that were strong. And hence Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in his wisdom, when Allah ta'ala had commanded him to go forth and make jihad, he came to a place called Ariha. At Ariha, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had decided, before going forward, it is an unknown enemy, let us send some intelligence, let us see what the enemy is like, and then we will make our decisions whether we should go forward or what we should do, or rather how we should go forward. Going forward is the command of Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we discussed few verses before, there were 12 chiefs of the 12 tribes of the Banu Israel, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam addressed them. Each one of these leaders was sent in to the area to now intelligence, to gain intelligence, to see what is the situation of these people. When they get there, one Amaliki person captures all 12, and of course, when he brings them to the leader, to the king, the first decision was kill all 12. But then the second decision was rather free them, let them go back, because they are terrified, they look distressed. When they go back, they will obviously make a report of a very powerful nation, and hence that will create fear in the hearts of the people. And in this way, the 12 had come back to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and now gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the report. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he heard the report, Musa alayhi salam said to them that this report should not go out. It should be highly confidential. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this incident. When the Bani Israel, obviously that news, that information began to leak, and then the Bani Israel had come to realize the kind of opposition they have. Allah says, يَا قَوْمِ دُخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, O my people, enter الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ, enter the blessed, the sanctified land, either Al-Quds, either the whole of Palestine or the whole of Sham. Allati katab Allahu lakum, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has ordained for you. The decision of Allah ta'ala is that you will get sovereignty of it. Allah ta'ala wants you to rule over it. Wala tartaddu ala adbarikum, and don't turn on your backs. Fatanqalibu khasirin, then you will be of the losers. You will become of the losers if you turn away. This is the command of Allah ta'ala. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ. When the news had leaked out, they had come to know that this is a very powerful people. According to some narrations, they said to Musa alayhi salam, we should have rather drowned with Fir'aun, we should have rather drowned in the water than facing these people. Some narrations have it, rather we would have remained slaves than going forward and fighting these people. Inna lan nadkhulaha hatta yakhruju minha, certainly we are not going to enter the city until they leave the city. In other words, we will never put up a fight until and unless they surrender or they leave the city. فَإِن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا, then if they leave the city, فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ, then certainly we will enter the city. In that way, we will never fight. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that how they broke the covenant with Allah ta'ala, and how they forgot the ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, being enslaved. Allah ta'ala freed them. Allah showed them also that the enemy was destroyed. Allah wants to give them sovereignty. Allah wants to give them command on the land. But yet they did not want it. They wanted it easy. They have to make jihad. Friends, you and I also, if we want the ta'alluq and the nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also have to make a little bit of sacrifices. We also have to fight our own nafs and desire. And inshallah, we will be able to conquer it also. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك و